For the past 2 years, Wisconsin Books to Prison has been corresponding with inmates about what kind of books they want to read, and then gathering donated books that meet those needs, boxing them up at Rainbow Books in Madison, and sending them to prisoners. But early this year, the DOC sent the group a letter accusing them of circumventing prison policies and banning the group from sending any more books. DOC spokesman Alec Loftus says the problem is Rainbow Books isn't a DOC-authorized vendor.
At this point, we are not confident that the proper security checks are in place at Rainbow Books to minimize the chance for contraband to be sent in through the books.
Loftus couldn't say whether any contraband had been found in books sent from Rainbow before the department banned them, but he says Wisconsin Books to Prisoners is welcome to send the books to prison libraries, where they'll be screened and put on the shelves for all prisoners to read. But John Peck of Wisconsin Books to Prison says the group has tried that in the past with little success.
I mean, we were told that initially that the libraries would accept our books, and we've tried that, and then we found out our books were not in the library system after they had been donated. We do not trust the library system to actually provide books to the prisoners.
Peck says his group will file an open records request to find out why his group that provides books free to prisoners is being banned, while prisoners who can afford it are allowed to buy books by ordering them from other bookstores. He says the group enforces strict screening procedures on themselves so they don't create security or contraband problems in the prison, because he says their major goal is to help inmates educate themselves so they can change their lives before they're released. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.